From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiations at the Iran nuclear talks are expected to resume Sunday, that is, after a hectic day of closed-door meetings Saturday in Vienna. With negotiations over a deal entering their third week, discussions continued until around midnight Saturday, according to the U.S. State Department. In one session, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hashed out details of a potential deal with EU Foreign Minister Federica Mogherini and Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called Saturday for the struggle against the United States to continue. His comments suggested that Tehran's distrust of Washington would persist no matter the outcome of the talks. The P5 plus one want controls on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for reducing sanctions that have crippled Iran's economy. Eurozone finance ministers resumed talks on a bailout for debt-ridden Greece Sunday after 8 hours of discussions failed to produce a breakthrough. Sources say the finance ministers used Saturday's meeting in Brussels to formulate demands for additional Greek budget and political reforms before they open negotiations on any new loans. Afterwards, Eurogroup chief Jeroen Dijsselbloem said that progress is being made, but the talks need to continue.
We've had an in-depth discussion of the Greek proposals. The issue of credibility and trust was discussed. And also, of course, the financial issues involved.
The ministers, grappling with Greece's failure to meet a repayment deadline on a loan installment earlier this month, are also seeking additional assurances that Athens will honor any new deal. This is VOA News. Pope Francis wraps up his week-long visit to South America Sunday after urging politicians and business people not to give in to what he called an idolatrous economic model. Speaking at a college in Asunción, Paraguay, the pontiff said that corruption is a plague on society. The pope said that if a country wants to preserve its dignity, it needs to yank out corruption and bribery. Paraguay's economy has grown in recent years, that is, but the opposition and the Catholic Church say that not enough has been done to help the poor and marginalized in society. Serbia is protesting an attack Saturday on its prime minister at a ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre, calling it an assassination attempt and demanding a formal apology from Bosnia-Herzegovina. The attack came moments after Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić entered a cemetery near the enclave to lay flowers commemorating the slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys executed by Bosnian Serbs in 1995. Mr. Vučić, once a Serbian ultra-nationalist who supported Bosnian Serbs in the conflict, attended the ceremony in an apparent gesture of reconciliation. But both he and his entourage were bombarded with stones and other objects. The prime minister escaped the scene with broken eyeglasses and minor facial injuries. At least 14 people were killed and 74 others injured in a suicide bomb attack at a crowded market in Chad's capital, N'Djamena, Saturday. The incident came hours after at least 10 villagers were murdered in northeastern Nigeria when a large group of Boko Haram Islamic extremists attacked their settlement and took over a major highway in the region. No group has claimed responsibility for the Chad attack, but authorities blame the Nigeria-based militants for a series of bombings and shootings in the Central African country in recent weeks. Ash and cinders spewed Saturday from the Colima volcano in western Mexico, prompting authorities to close the airport in the state capital of Colima and order the evacuation of several small towns nearby. The volcano began erupting on Thursday and has become increasingly active, leading officials to issue orders to relocate people. Meanwhile, an airport on the Indonesian island of Bali has been closed again because of ash from the Mount Rauk volcano. That volcano has been erupting and spewing ash into the atmosphere for about a week. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.